Hi there. Welcome to New Life Live today. Joining me in the studio, Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. Sherry Denham, and your phone calls at 1-800-229-3000. That's the number to call, 1-800-229-3000 for New Life. Glad you're with us today.
I really enjoy your show.
Hi, you guys are the best.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
What a combination of wisdom and fun.
When we finally did it, and he walked out into the living room and said, "Well, I know it's not my birthday," and sat down on the couch.
I thought you said he had died. He divorced 10 years ago.
Dave's fault. Another name for firstborn is crash test dummy. And, you know, because we're learning a lot of stuff as parents.
There's a horse and there's a cart.
This is not a three-year-old problem with your husband. This could have started in junior high school. We don't know.
See, right now we like each other, but we're not really being the kind of person that we would want to be to make it work. You follow me?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here. And joining me today, Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. Sherry Denham.
Hello. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing great
today. Hey, Stevie.
Hey, Henry. I'm doing great, but I've got to start off the program telling people about our financial situation right now. People have expressed a desire to know, and we've done so well. The last time I needed people to respond, we needed about $750,000, and they came through. Well, it's not that bad this time, but I need to pay for 3 months of radio, and that's $430,000 that I need to find pretty quickly, and I like between now and Wednesday. And I'm just going to ask you, if you're listening, that maybe you could think about a year-end gift right now. Maybe not wait to year-end, but to help us now. We really are in need of financial help, $430,000. And if you'll do it, it makes all the world of difference to somebody who in a year is going to say, "Hey, I was listening to that station. I found your program. You were talking about exactly what I was going through." That's what this program is about. And all of us on this program, we support this ministry. And I want to ask you, if you've been thinking about supporting it, this would be a great time to doing just that. I want to read you something from our weekend that we just had. This is what New Life is all about, every man's battle. "I came to every man's battle filled with skepticism and uncertainty. My intentions were focused solely on my sex addiction. Yet God opened doors that I didn't even know existed. He showed me that I'm not alone. He showed me that He's not ashamed, and He showed me that He still loves me. For the first time, I feel that I can embrace defeat in God's victory. I want to thank EMB for being a means of God's grace to so many men around the world." I don't think people realize how many marriages have been put back together or they have been repaired simply because of every man's battle. It really does make a difference. And the only way we can do that workshop and to stay on the air and get people to go to the workshop is if you help us. And so if God is leading you, please, I need a couple of $100,000 gifts and a couple of $50,000 gifts and a $30,000 gift and some people to give $5 and some $50. But I'm just going to ask you right now to pick up the phone, dial 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com and give online. It's very easy to give online at newlife.com. And also, you can just call us and give that way. Or you can send it in. Go on the website. Find the address. However you can do it. I'm just asking you. We're in one of those binds again. We've really done so well through the summer. But I don't know what it is. But October, not so good. The end of September, not so good. So we need the money, and I know that you can help us. If God is leading you, I ask you to respond, 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. Please support this ministry right now.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. Sherry Denham. We're going to go right to the phone.
Hey, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Before you go to the phones, can I say something quickly about your appeal for support from our listeners?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You know, I'm doing the Women of Faith tour this year, and I've been to, a gazillion cities so far. And one of the cool things about doing that is, you know, there's always a book signing line. And so there are a lot of women that I get to talk to. And I cannot tell you, listeners, how many stories people come up and tell me about, you know, things that they heard one of us say on the radio and how they put that into practice and it led them to getting help and it turned their marriage around or their family around. And a lot of times when I'm sitting there, I'm just struck by the reach that, you know, that the radio ministry has to getting people to help. Now, what a lot of people don't know is the only way that this ministry, because, you know, it's not like a commercial radio program like others syndicated ones that you hear, the only way that this help exists is because of our supporters. And those are people just like you who are out there listening, who send in, you know, little donations, some of them big donations, and, you know, it takes all kinds of help. But that's how people get help, because the listeners are the supporters, and you're the one that's providing the help for those people who are coming up and telling us the results. So I would really thank our supporters, because I hear it out there on the road over and over and over, the difference that you're making by supporting this ministry.
Thank you, Henry. It really is true. When you get out there and the people come up and talk about things that you've said on the radio and that I take credit for, it's just amazing how they they listen. And please forgive me for not saying, no, I think that was Henry. But anyway, if God is leading you, please pick up the phone right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or go to the website, newlife.com. All right, let's go to Sheila with Sherry from Boyertown, Pennsylvania. WBYN is the station. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Oh, it's not great. I'm going through a divorce. My soon-to-be ex-husband has been involved in pornography for our entire marriage. Some counseling he's gone through, very little, no visible repentance. And I'm standing on Matthew 5:27 through about verse 29 and saying that lust of the eyes is adultery.
No, what did you say? No biblical what?
Pardon me?
I just couldn't understand something you said in there. No biblical something.
No repentance.
I'm going for a biblical divorce. And my church is saying that my divorce is not biblical. And so they want me to leave the church because I will not say that my divorce is a sinful divorce. I don't feel it's sinful. I wanted to see what you thought about Matthew 5:27 through 29 and pornography, and if you feel that that's a biblical divorce.
All right, Henry, I know you have an opinion on this. I've heard you express it before.
What did I say?
I think you said when it
when you gave him credit for it.
I think what I said, but you said, I think what I think I've heard you make the point that a person looking at pictures couldn't be classified as adultery that qualifies you for divorce. Am I right in that? Or
well, that's what I was sitting here thinking. So I wondered if I talked about it before. Here's the problem, I think, with using that particular passage, and I understand when people do, but Jesus was, he was trying to show people there that people that think they're clean aren't clean, just because you haven't gone out and murdered somebody or slept with somebody doesn't make you clean. Like the Pharisees would try to teach, think that they were holy. He was trying to show us that all of us, no matter what our behavior is, that we all have sins of the heart. And I don't think that he was teaching in that context about divorce. He spoke specifically about divorce with very, clear directives about that. So, from my perspective, that's not really what that passage is teaching. It's not, a divorce prescription. Now, having said that, I think that there are passages that speak very, very directly to it. So, Steve, is that what I said before?
That is what you said. And, Sheila, that doesn't mean that we're insensitive to you.
Not at all.
We want to kick you off our radio program.
Well, and I...
No,
I
just trying to answer the question specifically about that passage.
Now, Sherry, well, you were married to a person involved with pornography. What do you think?
Well, I think I have a little different take on it.
Okay.
All right, because I
had a different take on that passage or on the topic?
Yeah, I do. No, on the passage.
On the passage.
Because I had to really look this squarely in the face when I was going through my process. And I had picked up or been encouraged by a pastor to pick up a book by Chuck Swindoll called Strike the Original Match. And he was going into this passage in particular. And the word immorality in that passage actually comes from the Greek word porneia, from where we get the word pornography. And so it carries to it the sense of a lifestyle of sexual sin, someone who is not willing to move away from that. Now, in that, I hold so much caution, because just because that's there doesn't mean we can recklessly run, that God's given us the green flag to go, go, go. Because I did wait until my husband had an affair before I felt released. But I'm not saying that that's, the path, but I'm wondering, Sheila, how much, and I'm holding this so carefully with you, and just know it's coming from a heart of a woman who's been right where you're at, but I'm just wondering what has been done to get your husband into a place of recovery. What really has been done to get him to an EMB or to get him into a place where he is really looking at the problem of the pornography as a sexual addiction?
Well, he's gone to some counseling, but he's in denial.
Okay.
Sheila?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It seems to me that based on that answer, that some definitive direction on what to do hasn't been given. And
what other disciplinary things have taken place within the relationship to get him to come out of denial?
Yeah, what has the church done? Have you invited them to come in and to confront him? That was a part of the process that happened with me, is the elders came and confronted. And
we've done that, and they feel that he has repented.
Well,
that he hasn't apologized to me, he hasn't made amends,
he
hasn't changed.
Okay, so he's still using the pornography.
He's still involved in it.
Okay. Well, that's not repentance.
And you don't just stop it either. It's the same, it's a lifestyle change. It's just like being a bulimic. You know, you don't eat, and then all of a sudden you're eating it. There's more to it than just stopping, and they don't. They're not in agreement with that.
Yeah, and
they
when
think
you,
if you just stop, you're done.
Yeah, when you stop, you have to replace that with something that is of value and meaning and purpose. And if you don't, then you're right back there. Sheila, have you gone to any kind of codependency group for yourself?
Yeah, I'm very involved in Celebrate Recovery.
Okay. What group do you go to with Celebrate Recovery?
Our group is really small, so it's a general group.
Okay. I totally understand why you would think that this repeated pornography would be justifiable divorce. If Jesus says, if you even think about somebody in your mind, it's adultery, well, you... Now, looking at a picture, looking at a movie or a DVD or something online, talking live to somebody, you can see why someone would say, well, that's even worse, and that's got to qualify. But the big issue, Sheila, is when we enable somebody to do something like this, we're kind of training them to do it and not experience consequences and not believe that we're truly committed to them stopping. And I wish that several years ago you had said to him, you go to every man's battle, or I am not going to be in this relationship with you. I'm going to leave. And it would be separation, not because we'd want you to divorce, but separation that would lead him, hopefully, to see the reality of his situation. And so that's what I'm sensing hasn't really happened here. Yes, Sherry.
He's gone to some of a portion of the Every Man's Battle series at a local church.
No, I'm talking about a workshop, or I'm not talking about going to a discussion group. I'm talking about a workshop or going to an intensive or a real life sexual addiction treatment. This thing needs to be treated. No matter what your church thinks about, you know, whether or not you can just stop and you're healed or fixed, I know that you need treatment. When your wife says, please stop, and you can't do it, you need help.
We had a question over here. Have you guys separated?
I've gone to my church a few times, and each time they've discouraged separation. And then when I went to the church for divorce,
they'll discourage separation, but they'll evict you from the church if you don't stay married. They're taking away the leverage. Sometimes that's doing the hard thing. It's actually creating more pain in the relationship, which can actually possibly move your husband to do something different.
And to me, this is a sad thing about a lot of situations like this. Like Sherry said, the leverage is so important. If you look at the biblical, you know, because that's how the question started, the Bible doesn't leave someone who is emotionally and relationally abandoned in a marriage with no recourse, you know, by just shutting you into this prison. What the Bible does is it gives a very strong progressive immune function of both the spouse and of the community around the person and of the church to step in and contain and set limits on this sin. Ultimately, the last tool in the box that it gives before a divorce, which I still would say has to do with actual adultery, it is the tool of separation. And if you look at Matthew 18, for example, that's a clear example of where you try to work it out with one person, you get a couple of more involved, you put a lot of pressure on. But if you say, look, if this unfaithfulness, you know, of heart and some kinds of action that's really, really hurting you in other ways that you're hurting, you know, does not end, then I'm not divorcing you, but I'm not going to be with you until you face this and come and look at our marriage. And generally speaking, what the Bible does is it causes somebody to stand up and turn on the lights into somebody's eyes and keep upping the brightness of the lights, even with more people involved, until finally they, you know, get used to the light and they move towards it as opposed to running away from it. And usually what happens is if somebody continues in denial, they're the ones that leave you, not the other way around, because enough pressure has been brought to this to the situation. And I just think there's a lot of missing pieces here.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with Henry, Sheila. I just, you know,
you got a lot of leverage.
There is, and maybe that you're feeling kind of disempowered with your congregation. And that's sad to me, because I feel like you need some support around you. Mm-hmm. But what Henry said is true, and I think probably what the team here this morning is feeling, is if you will make some bold moves and do some hard things and
get some support around you to think it through.
Yeah, and I would say even separate.
And to call in with him and say, say, look, you know, I'm being hurt here, and you got to hear it. Or you know, I don't know how I can be around you if you're continuing to do this.
I would be going to my Celebrate Recovery group, and I'd be saying, guys, help me develop a plan that will bring the consequences of his behavior to his attention once and for all. And, you know, I know you were calling, wanting some affirmation for the direction you're heading. We just believe there are other steps that could be taken that just might turn it around. We'll be back.
I wish I was who you think I am. The one you thought you married. The ideal husband, the amazing dad, the great lover. But my mind is filled with darkness, with images that I can't erase. I want so desperately to be the man you dreamed of. The man I know I can be. I am terrified to talk to you about this. But I want to. I need to. I want us to be close just as badly as you do. Can I talk to you? Can we be totally honest and know that we love each other enough to be open?
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help. I want help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Before we go to the next caller, I want to be sure that you know that we are in financial need right now, $430,000. You know, we have had the grace of being several months out on radio. We couldn't get farther behind at any point. And, of course, year end is coming, and that's when we get caught up. And we just fell behind. We don't have the luxury of waiting. And I'm asking you to give your year-end gift right now by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or going to the website newlife.com and just giving online. It could make all the difference in the world. We're trying to do things here based on God's truth as it can be applied to our lives. And in order to do that, we need your help. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com.
Hey, Steve, I wanted to mention one quick thing just in thinking about Sheila's call, because I know that there are other women like her out there. Is just wanted to encourage them to get onto New Life, to the website. We have a blog, Women in the Battle, where the women actually talk with one another online, and there's some hope and encouragement there when you begin to hear about other women whose husbands are doing what they need to do. You don't feel so alone, and you've got other you know, battle buddies that you're actually hearing their stories. And
you can ask questions of the other women, right?
Yep.
And they might give you just the right formula there, right answer. All right, Patrick, Kirkland, Washington, KGNW is the station. Hello, Patrick.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment on Sheila.
Okay.
You guys did the right thing by telling her to separate, because what will happen is he'll have a wake-up call he's going to mean business. If I don't do something about this, I might lose my wife if he really loves her. And then he either take it serious and repent and get help through your program and whatever, or he'll go further on in doing, you know, the ultimate where she'll have grounds. But I don't want to take a lot of time. First, I want to say that I appreciate your show. I've listened to it for 2.5 years, and it's helped me tremendously. The only thing, and I got grieved about this a couple months ago, and I heard Friday. I never hear anything about, you know, turning. I'm not saying you should go to AA or go to your self-help programs, but as far as turning it over to Jesus or reading your Bible or praying or fasting, I never hear God in the picture. And I know when you go these men's battles, they talk about Jesus. But I was delivered from alcohol 30 years ago, and I went 2 years without it, and then I finally got delivered from it. And I'm not saying that people don't get delivered, shouldn't go to AA. But Jesus is the one that's going to deliver a person. I'm not against programs, but it's like the programs could help you. And if the men in those programs are putting Jesus into the... See, it's ultimately Jesus is the one that's going to set you free and deliver
Patrick,
you. I haven't touched alcohol for 30 years. So.
Patrick, here's the problem.
Okay, explain that to me.
Okay. God gave you a gift.
Yeah.
And God doesn't choose to give that gift to everyone. Not everybody is delivered instantly or miraculously. And there are people listening right now, and they're shaking their head going, you know, I put 1 hour on top of another hour. I was totally committed to Christ. I put one day next to another day, and I finally got my 1 year of sobriety. And in that year, they grew tremendously. Listen, we believe that Jesus is the ultimate answer. We believe that it's when you say Lord and Savior, we're not just talking about Jesus saving you, but we want Jesus to be the Lord of your life. There are more people that have found entering into a recovery program, more have found that way out of addiction than anything that we know about, or we would be suggesting it. If we were just telling people, just turn everything over to Jesus and he will miraculously take the urge away or the desire or the taste, you know, it just would be a little irresponsible on our part. And we know that when you're working the steps, he can still deliver you at any point of working any step. Henry, you have a thought?
Well, Patrick, I was going to ask you something too.
Yeah.
Because judging, you know, I'm making some leaps here, but I would bet just hearing you and the way that you connect with everything, my hunch is since your deliverance from alcohol, which I totally believe in, have you been involved in a relationship with Jesus?
Just recently, I'm in the prison ministry for 5 years, and I'm in a real wonderful church.
Cool.
On Rainier Avenue here in Washington, and I've grown a lot in that church. And I've recently, in the last 6 months, I've been more committed to God.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just share real quick.
What did you do
in the prison for 5 years? And I was just going up there because Pat should go up there and give his theology. And then finally, I realized I need to go up there and give them what Jesus wants me to give them. And when I prayed that, I said, "Lord, take over." A Mormon got born again 2 weeks ago, and I'm going up there today.
That's cool.
And, things in Snohomish County.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let us give some feedback.
Well, what I was going to ask you was in the 25 years before 5 years ago, when you started in the prison, what was your spiritual life like in the 25 years when you were not drinking?
Well, first I want to share that I went 2 years without it because goody-goody Christians shouldn't drink. So it wasn't just like I got delivered and I drank and got drunk the night before. So I have to take into consideration these guys that can't go 2 years. They should go to AA. So I don't want to make a confusion with... I don't want to be a stumbling block for anybody on the radio. I think they should keep going to Al-Anon or AA or Men's Battle because... But in my case, and like you said, it was probably a gift from God, and God,
We totally
can't figure God
totally
out. We can't put him in a box. We wonder why did somebody die of cancer and why
no,
did
nobody
well,
let me putting
why
him
why
in a box here.
When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the box that God puts himself in.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. 1-800-229-3000.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership and club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. We're talking with Patrick, who's been delivered from alcoholism, and Henry, you had a couple of comments there.
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah, sorry, I was racing back in the door. Patrick, here's what's interesting, and I totally understand what you're saying here, because I've seen God do miraculous things, you know, in an instant. And I've also seen him, even when he does the miraculous deliverance, he still prescribes this box, if you will, of how he has decided to work with humans. And this is where a lot of times I think, you know, we all kind of miss it sometimes and don't really apply it the way he describes it. God could have been in heaven and he could have looked at earth and he could have snapped his fingers and restored everything in any way he wanted to. Of all of the possible ways he did it, he chose an incarnational gospel, which meant that he became flesh and he came to earth and he paid the sacrifice for our sins, and we receive his sacrifice through his death on the cross, right? Now, then what he does from there is he is chosen as a method of, once people are forgiven, as a method of growing people and healing people and resolving things in their lives. He's chosen the same incarnational method to do that. It's called the body of Christ. And if you look at throughout the New Testament, what it says in a million places, I'll just read a few of them for you. In Ephesians 4, for example, it says that as this body is connected together, supplied by the head, as the body's connected together, that the whole body is healed as each part does its work. Colossians lays this out throughout, you know, the whole book. If you go, for example, to 1 Peter 4, it says that as we use our gifts with one another and loving each other and all of that, that the grace of God is administered in its various forms. And the picture that's talked about in the New Testament of the church, it's not a building. It's an organism of people who have God within them. The Holy Spirit lives within them, in a fleshly human that sits down with another human, and they confess to one another their faults, like James 5:16. And in that confessional process, and in the supportive process, and the healing process, and the praying for one another, and the confronting one another, and the mentoring one another, and the teaching one another, and the disciplining one another, like Matthew 18 and others, that in this connectedness that happens inside of these, what you refer to as programs, that's really a toolbox, if you will, that God has actually designed himself, where he said we will be born again miraculously from above, but we will grow in a body and we will be cleansed in a body like a human body cleanses itself, and we will be healed within a body like a human body heals itself, and on and on and on. So we, even if we're delivered, is my point, we still need these bodily functions from one another in order to get better and to grow and to get strong and even to stay clean. So that was the part that I wanted to emphasize, as well as the deliverance, which you rightly, you know, are talking about.
Because we have never, ever seen one case, I have certainly not, where a person was delivered from the desire from alcohol and delivered into mature character, according to God's definition of character,
because that's a process.
Yeah, they haven't been exposed to the body of Christ in that process. Henry, so ironic, because this morning I was reading Ephesians 4:15-16, and I put a mark around as each part does its own special work. Yeah. And that word special just stood out at me, that everybody's got a special work that needs to be done. All right, Patrick, I'm glad that you... Patrick, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I totally agree, because you're right on. When I did get delivered, it was still areas in my life that I had to work on. Like you said, I didn't just become this Holy Ghost on fire.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
In fact, I even, just to clear up the air, to make it to be, not that I wanted to, but I had even gone through my first divorce after that, mm-hmm. and then got remarried. I've been married 15 years now.
Yeah.
Wonderful lady.
Well,
but
blessings
to
you,
Patrick.
Yeah,
when we get delivered, things just don't change overnight. Yeah,
it's both.
And the other thing is, I want to share real quick is, even like some people are dealing with drugs, alcohol, sexual addictions, or whatever. To the severity, how much you want it out of your system, how much you hate that sin. Maybe it came 2 years. I didn't have that much of an addiction to the point where I was already an alcoholic, where I wouldn't need a program. I did drink a six-pack in 20 minutes, but I was talking with my wife. I did that every 2-3 weeks. If I was drinking every day, I probably would have had such an addiction I couldn't have got delivered without the help of men. Right. So I totally agree with you. You know,
I appreciate your phone call, Patrick, and I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible. It's been updated, revised, additional tools added to it. And you can call us and get one, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Okay, let's talk with Tommy from Coolman, Alabama, watches us on FamNet. Hello there. Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
How could we help you?
Well, you're like I told that lady a while ago. Me and my girlfriend's been together for a year and a half. We supposed to get married. I asked her to marry me. I gave her a ring and everything, and she said yes. That made my day.
All right. Now what happened?
Uh-oh.
And anyway, I found out that she was seeing somebody else.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh.
Yes. In fact, I called her. I went to his house, and he denied.
I bet you still want her back, though.
Yes, I love her. I love her for a year and a half, and I cry every day because of it.
Oh, my goodness.
And I told her, see, my wife passed away this coming Thanksgiving 3 years ago. And I told her, I said, God sent me you. She said, yes, that vice versa. You know, she sent me to him, too, you know, vice versa, you know. And I don't know. She didn't give me no reason, no nothing.
And so your question for us is what, sir?
What can do I think I just forget about her, or try to get her back, or just, you know?
Well, I'm you know, Tommy, I thank you so much for sharing with us, and I'm so sorry about the shock of that. I mean, here you put your heart out there, and you're so excited, and then to find out that she has been unfaithful and untrue to you. You know, when you said God sent her to me, I guess, and I don't mean to be playful with this at all, but I'm like, well, if you really carry that out, then would you say that God sent her to this other man? I mean, he didn't. She's made some choices on her own to be unfaithful. And yeah. That is a big, big red flag. That's an issue of character. And, you know, so often we're so quick to forgive, but we really have to look at that as a character issue. Because if she's willing to do that on this side of marriage, do you think she's not going to be open to doing that on the other side? So I would caution you against moving forward. And I guess say I'm grateful that you saw it on this side of the wedding bells.
Tommy?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, yes, sir.
What Sherry's saying is so true. Now, I'm just wondering, what are you doing to connect with other people, especially with other guys your age? Are you doing anything like that?
No.
No, okay.
7 days a week, and I go to church on Wednesday night, and I go to church on Sunday.
Okay, so we're going to have to help you get a life. You should be going to a recovery program, or you could even go to divorce care because this feels like a divorce to you.
And a grief group?
Yeah, so many things that you could go to so that you're with some other men and some other people, and it's not all just about the girlfriend.
Because I wonder, Tommy, if there's a part of
you... there?
Yes, we're still here.
Hey, Tommy, I'm just wondering if there's a part of you, I can hear it when you talk about your wife passing away 3 years ago. And I'm wondering if there's some grief that still has to be done there. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to grieve those relationships, but I'm wondering if that's part of why you may have stepped into this other one so quickly and with such fervor.
Yeah, I think that's a big, big factor. All right, Tommy. Well, I'm glad that you called, and we'll take a break. We'll come back for more of New Life Live right after this. Hey, if you can help us with this financial dilemma, I would be happy to send you a Life Recovery Bible if you either joined Club New Life or made a gift of $100 or more. We need your help. We need it very badly, or I wouldn't be asking for it. I've tried to go as long as I could without us being desperate or in need, but now we are. And it's not as bad as the last time, but the need is very, very real, and we need it in the next 3 days. Help us if you can.
Hi, everybody. Max Licato here. As a pastor, I've seen how important it is for people to come and get good Christian counsel. People make decisions that turn out to be the wrong decision. I heard Steve Arterburn say on New Life not too long ago that the same thinking that got you into your mess isn't going to get you out of it. If you find yourself in a spot and you don't know what the next right thing to do is, then won't you call the good people at New Life? They have a network of Christian counselors around the country that's more than 850 strong. Call today 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. And tell them you need to find someone to help you. They're likely to have a counselor in your area to help you with whatever you're struggling with. It will be good, godly counsel. Call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433.
I counsel people every single day. I help marriages. I help broken people find healing. I teach the good news of a Savior that loves us. But why can't I accept it myself and break free from this bondage? I can't stop looking at pictures that I shouldn't be looking at, and fantasizing and lusting, and now I've taken it a step further and gone to a strip club. I have to stop. I want to stop.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope,
healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help, and I can't do this on my own. I want to be the pastor that God wants me to be.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life, or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And, you know, I mentioned that we are in financial need. Well, you know, this has been my life calling. It is, and I know it's the calling of Henry and it's the calling of Sherry, that we want to be involved in people changing their lives. We want to be involved with God stepping into a person's life and it leading to transformation. And the thing that I've found that reaches the most people, more people than anything I've ever done, is this radio program. And if you want to be part of a ministry that through Every Man's Battle, through Healing is a Choice, the New Life Weekend, Lose It for Life, all these things, if you want to be part of transformation, come and join us and support this ministry and help us raise this $430,000. And I just am praying that God will bless you as you bless this ministry and bless those that we serve. 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. One final caller right here, and don't have a lot of time, but let's talk with Michelle from Oklahoma City. KCRO is the station. Hi there.
Hi. I have a question about a pattern that I found myself in with work. Just correlate, like for whatever reason, I'll start out really good, you know, connecting. I'm very social, and I like to talk and interact and just, you know, make small talk with people that I'm working with just to try to build relationships or just to build a good rapport. And then, like, one of those people will turn on me, and they'll say stuff or make it's like a pattern, and I've noticed it over.
Okay, that's the pattern. Years. What's the question for us about that pattern?
Just basically, what I don't know why, and maybe what I could do about it, and I want to continue improving. If there's something I could do, you know, personally to help change that.
Okay. Any brief comment, Sherry or Henry, on that?
Well, I would make a brief one. Whenever there's a pattern, the common denominator is always us. And if that's happening, it sounds like, I mean, just the math of it, that you're trusting some people with some things before their character is proven. And once they have the info with you and the ability to hurt you, their character comes out and hurts you. I would reverse that. And I would establish relationships with people where mainly you're just helping and serving and playing your role and this, that, and the other. And over time, you watch them and see their patterns emerge. And once you see their patterns emerge, then you see who's trustworthy and who isn't. And you withhold your heart until much, much, much further down the road until you know you have a trustworthy person.
Okay.
Good advice. That's Sherry, true. Any comment there?
I think Henry wrapped it up there. I guess my only curious question was, it sounds like you share vulnerably, and I'm just curious if you share things that are pretty vulnerable pretty quickly with other people as a way of kind of bonding or hoping that you can build a deeper bridge with them. Would you say that's true?
Yes, ma'am. And I've noticed that I've gotten better with that because I recognized that when I was a little bit younger that I would be making myself too vulnerable. And I've gotten better, and it's like, really, it's still, there's still, you know, it's not everyone that I talk with, but like the guy was saying, it's just those particular people that will, I'll see their character. And I really want to improve on that because I really love people, and I love to make myself available to people. I don't like to be someone that can't be approached. And I see that what he's saying is maybe I'm not giving people enough time to prove themselves. And, you know, I just, if a person's nice to me and they're friendly too,
yeah,
I tend to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Ooh, yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things I've learned from Henry and from John is this issue of restraint, that not everybody is entitled to know everything about everything. And, you know, we need to restrain some of that. It doesn't mean that we're not authentic, but we need to be open with at least one other person in our life needs to know our whole story. But that doesn't mean that just somebody that we're giving the benefit of the doubt does. Let me send you Walking Into Walls. It's my new book, and I hope that that will be a blessing to you. Sherry, I think I heard you breathe.
I
so
did.
You wanted to
well,
say something.
I was thinking.
Go for it.
Well, you know, I call that the urge to merge. You know, in relationships, sometimes mm-hmm. when we share too much too soon, mm-hmm. and really sometimes the core of that is a desire to have somebody accept us and love us and engage with us. And often it comes out of a history of pain where there's yep. been ambivalence in love and parenting, where there's been some rejection wounds. And it's kind of like if I share my heart and go deeply, then I hope they'll pick me quickly before they reject me. But it sets us up for hurt over and over and over again. So,
okay, I appreciate that. You know, whether your urge is to merge or purge or splurge, whatever it is, we've got some help for you if you can't control those urges. And you can find out about that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Yes, Henry?
See, the funny thing is that most times when somebody merges too quickly, they end up having to purge because the choices they make of what they
it hurts.
To, yeah, ingest, that, oh, it's not, they're taking in a lot of toxic stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, we need your help in a couple of different ways. If you have been affected by New Life, if we have helped you and you're thankful for that, we're working on a project for Thanksgiving. Would you call us at this number? Not 800 New Life, but 888 New Life. That's 888-639-5433. It's a toll-free number, and you call and just tell us why you're thankful for New Life, if you are. And if you aren't, please call another ministry. And I'm just... Yeah, we really would love to hear from you. And it's 888-NEW-LIFE or 888-639-5433. And as I mentioned earlier, we're in a little bit of a trouble on this because we got behind on radio, and I need within the next 3 days to get us right back where we were before. And so, you know, I've had people call in already. $1,000 here, $100 here. Mm. If you are listening, please call this ministry and say, okay, I'll help you this time. If you're a one-time giver, become a two-timer. Not on your spouse, but a two-time giver here for New Life. Please help us. You can do it online at newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number to call. And I tell you, This is a ministry that's focused on the downside of the Christian faith. Those that get in trouble, those that, you know, they hit a wall and they're struggling. They don't have the right boundaries, or someone's crossed the boundaries they've set. We really do need your help so we can continue to do that. And I'm just asking you to think about what you would normally be giving at the end of the year. And do it now. And we need our phones to light up. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. 1-800-639-5433. Or newlife.com. Any of those places are places that you can give, turn, and support this ministry. Whether it's a person who has struggled with their weight, or a person struggling with pornography and sexual addiction, someone struggling with deep, deep depression, or stress and anger, any of those things, your marriage is really hurt. We can help you if you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, but we can only continue to do it if you help us by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry.
To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us on Monday for New Life Live.